Hello, my name is Scott Hasty, and today I'm going to be speaking about the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals and all of the madness and drama that happened this past Tuesday and Wednesday. We now know who will be in the semi-finals, and we now know who, unfortunately, have had to pack their bags and fly home. I'm going to be speaking about the Champions League quarterfinals with my good friend Callum Prestwood. He is a Spurs fan, so I do apologise for that in advance, but his views are valid sometimes. So we'll catch up with him right now and run through exactly what went down. Callum Prestwood, hello.
Hello, how are we?
I'm good, man. I'm good. This is already recording, so we're trying out this new Anchor app. And it seems pretty cool because it's really quite quick to just basically get things recorded. You can record a podcast in no time at all. So you've downloaded the app, you're in now, and we are recording.
Yeah,
We're going
where
to
are
be
we going?
speaking about the Champions League.
Champions League. Obviously, last night was probably one of the most dramatic games we've had in quite a while.
Last night, I mean, I was going to start on Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, yeah, okay, cool. We'll start with obviously Liverpool Man City. I mean, Liverpool had it in the bag, it was theirs to lose. But as soon as Gabriel Jesus got that first early goal, I thought, oh, here we go. We've seen it many times this season that Liverpool just can capitulate under pressure. But no, fair enough. I wanted City to win because I'm a bit salty about Liverpool this season. But no, Liverpool did what they need to do. The magician, Mo Salah, once again, pops up when he needs to and bags that goal. And then Bobby Firmino to finish it all off. So completely fair enough. They did what they needed to do. And it was a good game. But Forza Roma all the way.
Yes,
That was just unbelievable.
I think
Like,
aside from the two games that we're going to speak about a lot, which is the Liverpool City game and the Real Madrid Juve game, I think for sure the Roma result was certainly the result of the week for sure.
yes, definitely. I mean, the most talked about one would have been the Real Juve one, which we'll get into in a minute. But the most kind of, I think the one that the entire football world wanted it to happen was the Roma one. I mean, what was the aggregate score? It's 4-1 to Barca on the first leg. So everyone was like, "That's it." I mean, they've gone. Like Barca have done what they needed to do, and then they just got. I think they got that kind of early goal, and then just set them off from there. And I mean, Barca have been unbelievable in the league all season. So everyone just kind of clearly like put money on them to be the team that goes all the way. But Roma, they just were fantastic. They did what they needed to do. They came out. They weren't afraid to go up against a Barcelona side who were very, very difficult to kind of to get down. And yeah, I mean, as soon as I saw the result come in at about 81 minutes and they were 3-0 up and I saw the aggregate score, I was like, right, I'm turning this Man City Liverpool game off and watch the end of this. And it was that last 5 minutes was nervy. I mean, I've watched many, obviously many football games in my lifetime, but that was a nervy last few minutes. And just the amount of passion that went into that last 5 minutes in the entire Rome and beating a team like Barcelona, knocking them out of the Champions League. There's nothing like it. Like, coming
It's
down,
huge.
they had to get through a 3-0 win. No, not conceded any goals, and they managed to do that. They came back, they won it, and it was fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And it's just football, one of those amazing football moments that's just that just makes you love the sport.
Yeah, I mean, I think the obvious moment was the third goal. Can you talk me through that? Because
Well,
you watched it live. I only sort of heard it on the radio, but
to
you
be
actually
fair,
seen it.
I was actually only what I was watching the Liverpool City game at the time, so I was watching that, and that game had kind of petered out by that. You know that Liverpool were going to secure it, but it came up on the little notification thing at the top that Roma had won it. So, well, Roma got the third goal, sorry. So it popped up. I thought, right, get that on straight away, and it was just a perfect glancing header. I can't remember for the life of me if it was a Gosses. Forgive me for on that one.
Kostas Manolis, I believe, wasn't it?
Who was it? Sorry.
Kostas Manolis, the
Yeah,
Greek god they've called him.
it was just a perfect glancing header just came through, and it was just one of those moments that you just can't imagine the emotion and kind of the thrill it must have been inside that Olympic Stadium in Rome that night. Like the parties that would have gone on there, and it's again, it was one of those moments that makes football just the best sport in the world. Like, just, you just can't get over it. But yeah, I mean, again, even then after that, obviously they had 10 minutes to come up against a Barcelona side who just needed one goal to go through.
Scary stuff. That is scary stuff.
Yeah, any day of the week, you're going to be worried against that.
So let's quickly glance over the Bayern Seville game. 0-0, Seville got a red card. Yep. Pretty dull stuff. Yeah. So Bayern through to the semis. But let's talk about what happened last night.
Oh, what is it?
Finished Real Madrid game.
Oh, well, I mean, I turned on about 10 minutes into it because I was just getting home from work and I'd seen that Mario Mandzukic had got an early goal and I was like, oh, that is, again, at the Bernabeu, getting an early goal. I'm seeing a kind of an away fixture. That's a perfect response to what he needs to do. And I thought, the first 10, 15, 20 minutes, Real really looked shaky. They had a couple of chances, but they just didn't really do anything away with it. Gareth Bale, who's obviously one, who's like my boy. Unfortunately, he had a bit of a rough game. But Real Madrid, as soon as they conceded that first goal, they just looked rough, and they just didn't look a put together team at that point. And then again, it was one of those moments that Juventus got the second. And you think, hang on, is this going to be another one of those incredible night of comeback games?
We'll get, two bites back.
We've created some fantastic games. Sorry.
It does. It seems impossible that we could have gotten the Man City Liverpool game, the Roma Barca game, and then what happened last night.
Absolutely. Obviously, I've watched Champions League for a long time now, and there's been some games where you just watch it, and it's just a very one-sided affair, and you watch it just because it is those big matches. Those big players coming up against each other. But sometimes it is just a case of, yeah, it's just a boring game. But we've been treated to some absolutely excellent football over the last few weeks, which I've just been absolutely loving at the moment. But yeah, I mean, as I say, one of the killer things was the fact that Real and Zidane took Bale off at half time and replaced him with Asensio, who is an incredible player, don't get me wrong. I'm a massive fan of Marco Asensio. Really think he's going to be one of the best in the world in the future. But Bale's future at Real Madrid has really been put into question over the last few months or so, with the links linking him back to Tottenham and obviously to Man United. There's been Chelsea linked back with him, and many teams in the Premier League looking to get Gareth Bale back. And in a quarter-final of the Champions League, get taken off at half-time and getting replaced by a youngster, I mean, that doesn't bode well for your future at the club. Which is sad, because Gareth Bale's one of my favourite players. I've always loved him ever since he was at Spurs. So it's hard for him to come back from that, really. But yeah, I mean, the last, when Matuidi got the, what would essentially have been the equaliser to take it to extra time, I thought, this is it. Again, another amazing comeback. Take it all the way and get the win the game on penalties. However, what happened in the last 30 seconds of that game, I couldn't explain it. I was obviously in chat with you guys at the time, going through giving a bit of a commentary on what was going on. It was just, I couldn't explain it. It was nuts. It was just absolutely insane. Like, it was, for me personally, it was a penalty. It was a push on Lucas Vasquez. It was a push. It should have been a penalty. But the biggest talking point of this all came from Buffon's red card. It was always going to be his last Champions League kind of tournament this season. It was always going to be the last one. And there's like, everyone's saying, is this going to be it? Is he going to go on? Is he going to finally get that win that everyone was devastated at last season when he couldn't, when they got dominated by Real Madrid? But the red card, I mean, he got sent off. It just mirrored Zidane at the World Cup in 2006. It just mirrored it. It just been watching him walk down the tunnel. It was all, what could have been. It was nuts. So watching him get sent off, and then Warshak Chesney stepping up in the 97th minute against Cristiano Ronaldo. I mean, I'm not
sure. I remember us too. We were listening to it, and I'm sure the commentator said, "Who has the nerves? Wojciech Szczesny or Cristiano Ronaldo?" And we burst out laughing.
The sentence then that was just kind of like, yeah, this is... There's only one answer to that question in real life. But I mean, I'm not obviously a fan of Wojciech Szczesny, but I, just for his Arsenal days, but I was praying that he saved the goal against Ronaldo. But I mean, it shows the levels of who Cristiano Ronaldo is and what kind of player he is. The fact that in the 97th minute, he stood up there, and he just he, he completely calm and collected, and then he just blasted it in top corner. He didn't even play it safe, didn't go like into the corners. He blasted it top corner, and then that was it. That was it. Was just one of those. As soon as he stepped up, you knew for a fact that he was gonna win a game for Real Madrid. They and then obviously as he did, he runs off to the corner, shirt off, just displaying that ridiculous physique of his. It was Ronaldo saving the day once again, and it was kind of again. It was just, the script was written from the first minute that Ronaldo would get that winner. I think we said that. He says, "What do you bets do you put on the fact that Ronaldo will get a last minute winner?" And there it was.
So before I let you go, I've just got one final question for you. We've got Liverpool, we've got Roma, we've got Bayern Munich, and we've got Real Madrid. Who's winning the Champions League this season?
It's a tough one. I mean, the draw is tomorrow. It's going to be difficult to see who gets who. Personally, I'd like to see Bayern get further because they've been just quietly going about what they do. They've not been the team they have been in the last few seasons, where they've just been dominating teams like 5-0 or whatever. But they've been doing their business and they're doing it well. I'd like to see them do well. Roma, just for the fact that it's obviously a comeback tale of they are the underdogs in this, don't get me wrong. And imagine seeing Federico Fazio in the Champions League final. Like, when he left Spurs, that's not something I could ever have imagined. I'd like to see Roma go through. Liverpool is great for English football. The fact that they can go on and they can get into the Champions League final, maybe. And again, they are very well suited for Champions League football. I mean, as I said, I don't really want Liverpool to win, but it would be good to see them go through all that way. But I mean, the favourites are pretty much from day one would always have to be Real Madrid. They've just been, they are that team that even though they did perform poorly in the group stages, they were beaten by Spurs. They drew against Spurs away at the Bernabeu. They weren't that team that everyone said is the best team in the world. As soon as the big games matter, and as soon as the tournament gets to the latter stages, the business round, if you could call it that, Real Madrid to step up every single time, and it just goes to show how they are probably, if not the best team in the world right now. So favourites probably Real Madrid. I'd like to see a little bit. I'd like to see a different script this time round to what it was of the last few seasons. Personally, as I said, I'd like to see Bayern Munich win it, but I can't help but thinking that Real Madrid will go on and get it once again.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Callum.
No worries. Thank you very much, Scott. Cheers.
And there you have it. That was myself and Callum Presswood's countdown of what happened in the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals. Let's be having the semi-finals now. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.